UMD alumni continue to do cool things. Nathan Lipinski's in the studio this morning, and he is the CEO of an organization called Platonic/McCubed. Hey, Nathan, good morning. Nice to have you here.
Good morning. How are you?
So let's talk a little bit about your new app that is geared to helping people find friends. As we know, there are a gazillion apps out there to help you find the love of your life, because that's what they're all for, right?
Dating
they're all
about apps. Dating apps.
They're
everywhere.
All about true love Very and much. Nothing less. However, this is about finding friends. Tell us a little more.
So it's such an interesting time because we are in the most connected time in human history, yet such an unprecedented a number of us feel this chronic loneliness. And so what we aim to do was create a platform called Platonic that kind of takes the confusion out of meeting up. It's built within our brand identity. And so essentially what it is it's an opportunity for people who aren't maybe having the ideal friendship experience. And we say it like that because then people can picture in their mind what that means to them.
Right.
And so we give them the opportunity to find people based in their area. Right now it's typically for university students. I think a lot of people come to college with this idealistic picture of what it's going to be like. And for people who aren't having that ideal friendship experience, we're a really great resource for you to connect with people in your university who have mutual interests.
As you get older, she said in her daughterage, in her dotage, not only, of course, a romantic partner is a wonderful, wonderful thing to have, but those really tight friendships, whether they're a person of a different sex or your bestie from high school, whoever it might be, those really, really great friendships are what sustain you. And boy, those friendships can last for forever.
Forever.
They're really important.
They're very important. And we're finding people who have better friendships typically have a higher altitude of mental health.
Mental
health issues. And so we are the tool, the bridge, facilitating and cultivating those friendships through a safe and trusted platform. And so we thought a university would be a great place for our demographic. And we're getting a ton of interest as we continue to develop. We'll be in the App Store right before the students come back to school for our big launch. And so it's really a great opportunity for Duluth. We're the only app development company here. And we hire all UMD students, computer science majors, business, finance. And so we're a really close group of people who kind of were brought together with this mutual passion.
You made friends with an app. You were developing it. You didn't actually use the app. You actually created the app, but you still made friendships. Look at you go.
You do. And so if I have any advice for anybody, the number one tip for making friends would be to actually just get out and be active. People who are active are around active places. And so a lot of people maybe don't have that opportunity or don't know where to look for that. And so we brought that right onto your phone. And so I guess the objective of the app is to set your phone down, but we're the tool to facilitate those relationships. Friendships are, I think people can lift your mood up more than any drug can, for sure.
Well, and your friends are the ones that support you when something great happens. Your friends are the ones who support you when you get a crappy grade on a test or somebody dumps you. I mean, these are the people that are right there to help you and keep you going. And if you have those friendships on an ongoing basis, you know, they really do keep you on an even keel. And without those close friendships, it's really easy to find yourself wobbling a lot because you maybe didn't realize how much you depend on those people.
Right.
And when you come to college and maybe you're saying goodbye to your crowd from home, it can be extraordinarily intimidating.
Very much. And so we found that our target demographic is those university kids, especially the freshmen. This is a time where they're very vulnerable. They're leaving home for the first time. Often relationships are at surface level. And so people are more willing to reach out and make sure they're not falling behind in that really important social need category.
So I said to you when you came in that back in the day, you I've looked back at my college years so often and thought, wow, you know, here you were surrounded by hundreds of people. I didn't go to a big school, but hundreds of people who have your exact same interests. And so many people survived high school thinking, oh, I can't wait till I get to college, and then I can hang with the theater kids or the art kids or the music kids or, you know, whatever your group was. You've got everybody in the exact same place in their lives, and you've got all of these friends tailor-made for you. And I remember freshman orientation, and a gal came over into my room from across the hall and said, hi there. And, you know, we were best friends for decades. So I don't, it's hard for me. And as there are folks that are going to be listening to this going, oh, for heaven's sake, you're surrounded by all these people and clubs and organizations at the U. Why do you need an app?
Why do you need an app? That's a great question. There are a lot of people who have trouble finding those resources within their university. Maybe they're uncomfortable. Maybe it's just not on their scope. This is a very real-time application where you can find somebody right now. There's meetups are great. There's meetup.com, and that's for people who like to stick to a schedule, like group activities, where this is a very personalized, interest-based, real-time application. Essentially, what you do is you're faced with two buttons in the beginning, active or social. So what would you like to be today? Maybe I want to do something social. So I click on the social. We have nightlife, food and drink, games and films, and sightseeing.
Oh, wow.
And so I can click, maybe I'm in Duluth for the first time, and
okay.
I'm going to click sightseeing. So I click on that. I enter a 15-character headline.
Okay.
I would say maybe Canal Park. Maybe I've never been there.
Okay.
I press enter, and now my profile is entered into sightseeing for the next 6 hours. After that, it's deleted. You can see people from closest to furthest, and we also, in version 2, will have mutual connections, so you can see how many LinkedIn connections you have, how many Facebook friends you already have, how many people you're following on Instagram together.
And so as the school year progresses and you meet more people and your social network begins to expand, your options on Platonic are also going to expand.
Correct, yes.
And so if you're having an introvert day and you just, you know, maybe want to go see a movie or maybe have a cup of coffee with somebody, and you can find a person to do that. Now, is there going to be a problem where folks are going to think, oh, it's another dating app?
No, so we're actually building in some automated intelligence to maintain a platonic behavior environment, which is really cool because it just adds to this streamlined friendship experience.
Right.
We always say dating apps are for dating. Facebook is great for the friends you already have.
Right.
And Twitter is for people who don't have anyone to text. And so,
or for people who are extraordinarily clever in like 130 yes. characters or whatever it is. Oh my God, that's wonderful. I love that.
And so there's really no streamlined way or mainstreamed way from a trusted brand to facilitate this kind of platonic relationship.
Right.
And so that's what we're trying. That's our objective and our mission. And after doing all of our research, we're really ready and we think we have a great product to give to the market.
Well, I'm interested, you know, talking with you a little bit too about the difference in, I think people whose lives straddle a big societal upheaval, you know, like people who remember before the car and after the car, people now who remember before the internet and after the internet, it's really difficult to navigate this new way of doing things. And obviously for your generation, my daughter's generation, this is absolutely completely in line with your experience. Are you hoping or thinking eventually perhaps that you might expand it? Because I can think of people on any end of, I can think of people at all different stages of their lives, people single with kids, people single with no kids, people married with no kids, seniors. I can think of people in a lot of different situations who'd like to meet that person who's at the same stage in their life. Or just, hey, do you feel like walking on the lake walk tonight? Or you feel like catching a movie tonight at Zeitgeist, you know, or Cinema, whatever it might be. What are your hopes or plans for possible expansion?
Yeah, so Platonic is being designed for university or college students. We actually, so now that we've been through the whole app design process from start to finish, we actually have one coming on the backside of it, which is for a demographic of 50 plus. And so that is called Silverware. We're anticipating that to be out next summer. And I always tell people that building an app is kind of like constructing a coral reef. It happens slowly, it happens over time, a couple fish start coming, they give you suggestions on how to get more fish to come. And essentially you're building a virtual skyscraper. And so these powerhouses of tech are really interesting because they've grown and they're a living organism based off of their users. And so
you're talking about, when you say powerhouses of tech, you're talking about Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and these other forms of social media. Okay.
And so it's just so interesting over the past, 20, 30 years where all of these skyscrapers in like New York City and stuff that were used to be brick and mortar stores are now being replaced with companies in the tech sector. And it's just an interesting kind of watching that facilitate through the city. But we're super excited to especially bring this to an older generation as they get more involved in technology and are more comfortable using it. I think what some of the really interesting things that we found was through the research that there are very different ways of thinking in these two demographics. So between 18 and 30, we found that their biggest prejudice to meeting up was people who are older than them. They like that age demographic does not want to meet. Like, that's their biggest hurdle for meeting someone new. The second interesting question was that 18 to 24 actually felt safer sharing their location at all times because if they were harmed, someone would be able to find them.
Right. They'd know exactly where they were.
Whereas in the older demographic, 50 plus, we found that they are much less comfortable giving up their location because they are afraid someone will come and harm them.
Right.
And so two totally different kind of ways of thinking and safety-wise.
Right.
Where one is giving up their location because they think it's safer and one is not giving up their location because they think
exactly.
it's safer.
Exactly.
Just kind of like, and then noticing those pain points and then attacking them and finding creative and appealing ways for the user to experience those is kind of our mission and goal.
Absolutely. This is fascinating stuff. Not only the app and what the app is going to be able to offer to make the college experience friendlier, maybe more familiar to some folks, but just the fascinating information that you've gotten about your research and our opportunity to kind of step back and look behind the scenes a little bit and see what kinds of people we're becoming as a result of these things.
It's
fascinating.
So interesting. I was in medical school for 2 years after here at UMD after I did my undergrad, and kind of being on the front line of medicine, you see that loneliness and mental health, it's an equal opportunity offender. It doesn't matter if you're rich, if you're poor, if you're beautiful, if you're ugly, it affects the same amount of people in all of these different areas. And so I think it's really easy to, be under the perception or stereotype that lonely people don't necessarily know how to talk to people or when that's not necessarily the case.
Or even perhaps that the people whose lives you're enjoying over social media, who may be at this party and at this activity and at this party, are really not still lonely and feeling like, I'm at this event and I feel like I ought to be here, but these people are strangers and I don't know who to talk to and I'm not making a real connection.
So if you think of three stairs, we have the bottom stair as being people who are very lonely. We have the middle stair where everybody is pretty much at, and that's actually like who we're targeting. Inadvertently, the people who are on that bottom stair will be brought up to the top one, and that top one is to bring the people on the middle one just up to that active level. Like, we just want to, they're not necessarily like sad or lonely, but they want to be active. And so we're facilitating those interactions on a safe and trusted platform.
What a fascinating way of And my generation, successive generations, you know, we need to, obviously we need to learn this. We need to understand how people are thinking and relating to each other. And we can spend time at our 40th reunions bemoaning the state of the world. And then when we get back out in the world, we need to engage with where people are now. And what a fascinating conversation. And Nathan, thanks so much for coming in and talking to us today.
Thanks for having me.
It'll be fun to see Platonic out in the world in just a couple of weeks classes begin.
We have an open beta testing right now at platonicpeople.com. We've developed both for Android and iPhone, so go...
We'll get a link set up so it'll be easy for folks to find it, and they can get some additional information
It
a whirl if they're interested. Thanks again for joining us this morning. Nathan Lipinski is the CEO of a new app called Platonic and a company called McCubed, and we'll get some information up for folks who want more of, you know, information on our website at KUMD.org.